الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار صدق الله العلي العظيم. We were busy discussing this ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impressed upon our minds that every split moment Allah Ta'ala's unlimited bounties are descending, and Allah Ta'ala is blessing every creation with unlimited bounties. Then we explain to enjoy the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the most important bounty and the greatest bounty is existence. To be existing, then we will be able to enjoy the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then existence in any form, every creation enjoys the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are unlimited. In one bounty, there are unlimited bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala doesn't bless us with only one bounty every day. Unlimited bounties every day. So in unlimited bounties, unlimited amount of bounties, it is beyond our imagination. And then from existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whomever He desires. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whomever He desires, there is only wisdom in that, there is only goodness in that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen me and you from all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best of all creation, and that is Hazrat Insan, this human being. And to understand this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala impresses upon our minds in many, many ayahs of the Qur'an Kareem. In different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us realize and understand. So we should first of all realize that what a great favor that Allah has granted us existence. And then not just existence, Allah chose me to be existing in the best of all forms. And a person should ponder and think, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully, strikingly mentions in Surah Al-Dahab, which is sunnat normally for the imam to recite in the Jummah namaz, on the day of Jummah, in the second rakat in Fajr Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts it off that hal ata ala al-insan heenu min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an maskura. That insan, once we have given you this existence and we gave you all this bounties, this abilities, once you have got understanding, haven't you got some time, even 1-2 minutes every day, that to think, lam yakun shay'an maskura. Once upon a time I was a non-entity. I wasn't existing. Nobody knew about me. Nobody spoke about me. Not even my parents. Nobody knew I will be coming into the world. Not even my mother. Not even my father. Then perhaps when my mother got conceived and she was expecting, then she was speaking to the father. Then they were making dua for a child, etc. But before, nobody ever knew. But now we come into the world, Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon our minds that this attitude is not becoming of a human being. That you just think that it's my life, I'm existing. We don't realize. And Allahu Akbar, as we learn from the beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala gives us a lesson every day that an-nawmu ukhtul maut. That every day when Allah gives us the beautiful sleep, which is another bounty, that is the sister of death. That to think that Allah is teaching us that you were non-existent, I gave you existence. And every day realize Allah has given us existence again. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you just take out 1-2 minutes every day to think, Ya Allah, you gave me existence. And then existence not in an ordinary form, the best of all existence, that I was not existing once upon a time. And in what a beautiful form Allah Ta'ala to make us realize, because insan is ashraful makhlukat. Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given such a position that, I will explain just a little, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impressing upon our minds that see how I made you. All the other creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't go in so much detail to explain how Allah made the other creation. But particularly with regard to insan, Allah Ta'ala has over and over explained and impressed upon our minds to think that how Allah Ta'ala made us, what honor Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala says, as we were explaining the ayat, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, O insan, O human being, what has given you deception of your Rabb, your Creator, who brought you from non-existence into existence? And why? Because he's Kareem. We explained what Kareem means. And Allah Ta'ala says, now just ponder and think. Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adala. That Rabb of yours, that Allah who created you, that no gynecologist created you, no mother, no father created you, they didn't even know what was happening in the womb, in that factory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala explains in detail, we don't want to go into all the detail now with regard, this is a very beautiful subject of ma'rifat, of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we learn, and we have learned from our Shaykh, that how Allah ta'ala has created us, that a person ponders and a person is mind-boggled, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ صَلَاةٍ. That it is Allah ta'ala who has created you, فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. In that factory, that is the womb of your mother, that is the factory where Allah ta'ala is manufacturing his best creation. The best of all creation, see where Allah ta'ala is manufacturing it. And where Allah ta'ala is creating it. Today a person wants to make the best machinery. He needs so much light. He needs so much of manpower, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just ponder and think. Insan, you are non-existent. We gave you existence, just think how you came into existence. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. That from stage to stage, what great care Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala shows to make us understand that particularly insan, what great care I took to make you. That Allah ta'ala told Iblis, that مَا مَنَاكَ أَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. That what has stopped you from obeying my command to honor that creation which I have created with my hands? Allah doesn't have hands that we should think. What Allah Ta'ala is implying, what so much care I took to create this best creation of mine. And you also should realize how honorable this creation of mine is. So Allah Ta'ala explains that how Allah Ta'ala creates us from stage to stage and in three layers of darkness. Allahu Akbar. In total darkness, Allah creates his best creation. Anyway, we're not going into that detail now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impressing upon our minds to use our mind little and ponder and think. Allah ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqak. Allah ta'ala created you. Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka. See how beautiful and well balanced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. How nice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. That every person loves to stand in front of the mirror and look at himself. And Nabi Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that no problem, stand in front of the mirror. But realize that who gave you this features? Who gave you this beauty? And think of Allah Rabbul Izzat who gave you this ni'mat of existence and in the best of forms. And the beautiful dua again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluki. That, oh Allah, you have given me this beautiful form, this beautiful body. But the reality of this body is something else, my inside, which we will come to inshallah. That the reality of this human being, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. So Allah ta'ala says, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. And then how well balanced Allah ta'ala has created this human body. That's another beautiful subject we have learned. That's a different long subject on its own. But just one, two brief examples. Allahu Akbar. That how balanced Allah ta'ala has created us. That see Allah ta'ala, if any human being, for example, of anybody else had to be creating this here, this insan, then there should be so much imbalance, which forget anybody don't have the ability of creating anything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikingly mentions, Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba lakum masalun, fastami'u lah, inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, lay yakhluqu dhubaban walaw ijtama'u lah. That, O insan, listen the example Allah ta'ala gives, and from this we learn that examples are very, very beneficial to make us understand our deen. And in examples, many times a person with simple examples, and this was the blessings of our Akabirin. One of them, Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi, was known as Imamul Amsila. From simple examples used to make us understand our deen. And we see this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala is saying that first time ula, open your ears and listen. In other words, listen very, very attentively to this example. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Whoever you are worshipping or you are ever trusting anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all weak. They cannot help you in the least, but whoever it can be also. A person today, myself, my iman is so weak. If I sit in a masjid and I think who is going to give me food, but if a rich man comes, and he tells you that I will sort out your whole month's ration. Now you sit in a masjid, you are thinking, no, I got some support. But that person, now he can tell you that I will take care of your rizq. And the next minute he's gone into the qabr. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. So it's not only the people who worship idols, etc. Whatever you think you worship, Allahu Akbar. That's also a beautiful point we have learned, that many of us, we think, myself, I have to look deep into my own heart and check my iman properly, that we all, when we say that we don't worship idols, that why we are talking about worshipping idols, worshipping anybody else besides Allah, we don't worship anybody else besides Allah. But what a beautiful, striking example we have learned, that if the mutawallis of the masjid have to say tomorrow that we are going to put a golden idol in front of the imam, and then, and the best quality gold you can get in the world, we will make an idol of it and put it in front of the imam, then the imam will stand behind that idol. We'll all lift our sleeves and say, we don't worship idols. It can be the best gold in the world, where we want idols in the masjid. And we'll fight with the mutawallis, and we'll make sure that no idol comes in the masjid, and if it comes, we'll break it. But in the same way, let us just ponder one step deeper. The mutawallis, they say, okay, you all don't want the idol in the masjid, no problem. What we are going to do tomorrow, that same idol, we're going to melt it and make gold Kruger coins. And with that gold Kruger coins, whoever is first here for Fajr tomorrow, he will get 100 gold coins, for example. Whoever comes next will get so many left and so many left. Will they be placed in the masjid Fajr time? But today at the time of Fajr, how sad it is. And the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know very well. Bhai Paja Rahmatullahi used to mention that the Jewish rabbis, they say that the day the Muslims' masjid becomes full, like how it is full for Jummah and Eid namaz, that day we'll put all our weapons down and we won't even attack them and we won't even fight with them, because we know that is the day they are fighting with their real weapon. And that is the weapon we will come to, the weapon of Iman. Because that is a different weapon. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that nobody has created us. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whoever you turn to, anybody else besides Allah, لَا يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They are so useless. Today, scientists that are trying to fool the world all the time. And this is the work of Shaitan. And Shaitan doesn't come in the forefront, in the main arena himself. He's got all his chelas, he's got all people working for him. And these are all people who don't bring iman, etc. Shaitan uses them to mislead and misguide humanity and mankind, because he's taken a vow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made all the intizam for us to be safe from Shaitan. So anyway, Shaitan wants to let the world get fooled by the modern day scientists who says we are cloning a human being, or we are cloning a goat, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that is all hogwash, because لَا يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They can't even create one fly. Forget a fly, a wing of a fly they can't create. From now till Qiyamah, forget a wing of a fly. Allah says they are so weak, so useless. And as Allah Ta'ala says, even insan, you, وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So beautifully we have been taught that Allah Ta'ala, we are the parcel of Allah.
Any person you have ordered a parcel, a container coming from a foreign country, from China, etc. When the parcel comes, you open that container, you know exactly this must be there, this must be there. Something is missing. You know exactly something is missing. So exactly the same. We are the parcel of Allah. Allah has created us. So Allah says, you are so weak. We gave you existence. And still you don't even have the ability and you don't have the consciousness to think that I must just think every day to appreciate my existence in the best of all forms. Who gave me this existence? But I'm so weak that I think that I'm very intelligent. I'm a great alim. I'm talking of myself. I'm the weakest in this. To talk is very easy. To listen is much more easier. But myself, if I think that every day just passed, and the day is gone, I never even thought 1 minute that Allah gave me existence in the best forms. Allah gave me existence as a human being, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala is impressing in different ways to make us understand. And why particular this insan, as the ayat itself explains, which will come inshallah if Allah gives tawfiq to explain it little. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is saying that don't get fooled by shaitan and all his men. Because all of them put together, that fly they can't create a wing of a fly, they are so weak. If that fly comes and sit on their food and take away that one small grain which you can't even see properly, they can't even take that away from the fly. And like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, they don't think that fly just sat and took away nothing. Every time he comes and sit and take away little, he'll open just now a motel and then he'll open a big hotel also. So shaitan also steals from our heart every day. When we are unmindful, how he takes away and he takes, snatches your iman slowly, slowly, and you get impressed with all scientific theories today. And sadly today, the condition of the ummah today is, like Hakimul Ummah Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was explaining so beautifully. He told one person that he had a dog next to him in the train. He said, it's not nice to have a dog. It's not good. So he asked, why? So he told him, it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, what's wrong in there? Then when he explained about the little bit that the saliva of the dog is so harmful, etc. Now this person realized. He said, how sad is your intelligence that we are explaining you little of the hikmat that you are overtaken. But the command of Allah, which is the greatest thing, that Allah, who is Allah, who brought you into existence, and Allah brought that dog into existence, and Allah knows every creation's benefit, every creation's harm, and accordingly Allah has commanded us, and we waiting for people to impress upon our minds that scientific theory, Allahu Akbar. Today many people get impressed when modern science are researching about the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will research till Qiyamah, they won't even reach the benefit of one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just that it is, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the sign of a true believer is that just that my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, I love to do it. Wholeheartedly I will do it and I will love to do it. So we should realize and understand that we shouldn't get carried away with scientific theory. We should realize Allah made me the best of all creation. So Allah Ta'ala says, just ponder and think. Fasawaka, fa'adalak, how balanced I made you. Your one leg I didn't make 1 meter and your other leg I didn't make 2 inches. That how you should be hopping and walking and how we should be looking. But in any case it might not have been looking odd because everybody should be walking like that. And Allahu Akbar, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala made us. If any human being had to make us according to our limited understanding, we'll think when a child is born, then the teeth of the child should be 1 millimeter. And as the child grows, by the time the child comes to 10 years old, for example, 10 millimeter, 1 centimeter the teeth of the child should be. And then the child grows 20 years old. 20 is 2 centimeters the child's teeth should be. And Allahu Akbar. Normally when a boy, girl, 20, 25, they want to propose, they want to get married to one another. And it is sunnah to go see the girl also. Now if your father takes you to go and see a girl, and now you're 25 years, 2.5 centimeters your teeth, how big? and you normally go and you see and you smile. If she look at you, she'll say, who's this bulldozer who came to eat me up? But her teeth will be also just so big. But see, who is that that made our teeth just as one? But the way first Allah Ta'ala made it such, when you came in the world, no teeth. Allahu Akbar. Because where your nourishment comes from, and that also Allahu Akbar. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, Allah Ta'ala created us, but when we get big headed, then Allah made you a weak human being. Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That Famar Rabbukuma Ya Musa. Which Rabb you talking of? Which Allah? I am the great Allah. I am the Lord. The river flows because of me. And I am giving sustenance to the whole world. How beautifully Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. My Allah gave the whole world existence, gave every creation existence, and Allah put everybody on the path of Hidayat. Allah taught every creation where to get your rizq. When a child is born, he knows exactly, when a chicken is born, a chicken knows exactly, it can't look for its sustenance by the breast of the mother. The chicken knows he has to peck on the ground and go and look for his existence. When a child is born automatically, who teaches that child that now you must look for the breast of your mother? Who teaches that child to suckle? Allahu Akbar. Who has put that sustenance in that child, for that child? So when the child is born, it has to suckle on that breast of the mother, which is so delicate. And Allahu Akbar, a human being will think, when I bring the child in the world, it must be perfect, teeth, everything in place. And now if the child has to suckle with the teeth on the breast of the mother, how, and it's a child, when they suckling also, sometimes they suckle hard. If they had teeth and they had to bite that mother on that delicate part, how it pains and how it will cause harm to them. So, Allah Ta'ala made it so beautiful that that child, Allah, and only Allah is Khalaq Azim. Allah is Khaliq. Allah knows exactly how to create every creation. So accordingly Allah created us that no teeth. And now as the child progresses and Allah gives more strength in that milk also, Allahu Akbar. The subject just doesn't air. It is so, to recognize Allah, Allah Ta'ala says you don't have to go far. That just to think that we gave you existence, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Just think of yourself. Don't you see yourself and you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala then gave the milk teeth. Then Allah ta'ala now when it's explained so beautifully to us, that first you get the curtain razor match, the small match. So the milk teeth was to eat all soft food, etc. Now when you grow a little bigger, now the main match starts, when you have to eat roast and all chicken, etc. Now Allah gave you your real teeth, original teeth. And then who also made it like beautiful pearls in a person's mouth. And if a person takes care of his hygiene properly, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, to use the miswak. Today in the homes, what a great sunnah this is. But me, myself, as parents, we are so negligent in using the miswak. We don't teach our children to use the miswak. And Shaitan and his allies has made such an effort that they want to replace what is best. The sunnah is the best way. They want to replace it with all their artificial things. So they have made so much effort that every household will make sure there is a toothbrush and toothpaste in that house. But nobody will make sure that every child has got his miswak. Who asked that parent? Does any parent ask, did you make your miswak? And we see so many of our akabirin, our buzurgs, never touch a toothbrush and a toothpaste. And they only used to make miswak, and their teeth were solid till 70, 80 years. And what strong teeth. So Allahu Akbar. So if we just make our hygiene of brushing our teeth with miswak properly, then a person will be saved from so many diseases. And we won't have all the big money making schemes in this world, orthodontists, etc. That now we are living in such a society now that children and even adults, they have to put burglar proofing on their teeth also now. The teeth are getting stolen. In other words, Allah gave us beautiful teeth, we spoil it with our bad habits, and now we have to go for big treatment, waste so much money, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. See how Allah created you, see how beautifully, well balanced Allah Ta'ala made you. And remember, فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. One explanation of this is, just look how beautiful Allah made you. How nice and how well balanced Allah made you. The other explanation is, fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. In any other form Allah wanted to create you, Allah could have created you. Allah Ta'ala could have made you a piece or a stone that people kick around, people urinate. Allah Ta'ala could have made you, just think for myself, when we're relieving ourselves, that filth and dirt comes out. Allah could have made me that stool. Allah Ta'ala could have made me a stool of any animal. But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, so beloved to us, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen me to be in the best of all forms. And then Allah gave me this beautiful form. And to realize this, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. That, oh insan, we didn't just give you this beautiful form, we gave you great honor, we gave you great respect, and Allahu Akbar. So see how much love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to give us existence, and then the best of existence, and then to understand and to realize that this is the best of all existence. And then if a person starts realizing this, where and where you will reach, Allahu Akbar. And if we don't realize this, where we will fall down to, Allah Ta'ala explains all this. So Allah Ta'ala makes us understand and realize, let us, myself first of all, and all of us to realize this point, that as we mentioned, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that make one shukr daily incumbent upon you every morning when you get up. Don't just get up like a wild person and dash to the toilet. You have to go, but get up. Don't forget to read your dua. And then don't forget to make the shukr that, oh Allah, you gave me existence, you gave me life. And you gave me life as insan in the ashraful makhlukat, the best of all forms, Allahu Akbar. And then Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is making us understand and realize that look what honor I gave you. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. That, oh insan, you a small person we made you. And see how small you are compared to the other huge, huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, أَنْتُمَ تَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا. You, although you are the best of all creation, but do you think you are the most powerful, most strong? Then you have got a misunderstanding. Look at our skies, how we spread it, how huge it is, and how solid it is, what creation it is holding above it. And then Allah Ta'ala says, look at the ocean, how vast, Allahu Akbar. Water, what it can do to you. But Allah says, we, you are small human being. We gave you so much honor and so much respect, and so much ability and so much power, that now you got control over the oceans. Allahu Akbar. Now we gave you the ability to manufacture big, big ships, and now you can go into the ocean. And you see people, how Allah has given the ability, people do to go diving into the ocean, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ever think this is your ability. Don't think this is your achievement. It's my strength, my know-how. I learned how to swim, etc. I learned how to maneuver this machine, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you all this ability. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allahu Akbar. And what skill and what honor Allah Ta'ala gave us. It's unreal, unimaginable. Like Allahu Akbar. There's no time to go into detail in that example, but just very simply, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that the lion, that is what is known as the king of the jungle. The king of the jungle, the mother told the king of the jungle that you don't have to be frightened for any animal in the jungle. You the king of the jungle. But one person, one creation you must be frightened for a human being. So this lion all the time in its mind is thinking, now who is this human being? Every creation that goes past, a giraffe goes past, he asks his father, is that a human being? He says, no, that's not a human being. That's a giraffe that you can just one jump and you'll put him down. So he says, oh, that's not a human being. Then he sees an elephant going past, is that a human being? No, that's not a human being. So he says, these big animals in the jungle, they are not human beings and I mustn't be scared for them. Then he sees a buffalo, he says, is that a human being? No, that's not a human being. Then he sees now one man walking on two-legged, like a small boy walking past. He says, I don't even have to ask that. But he's not even asking. But when that human being is walking past, then his father taps him and he says, what you asking? That's a human being. He says, oh, that thing, okay, what can that thing harm me? So he thinks that now this human, like an elephant, I can drop him. I can drop a buffalo. I can drop a giraffe. A human being, able to harm me? But then when he realizes and he wants to attack a human being, Allah has given us so much skill to make a trap. A human being made a nice trap for him and put all to trap him, meat, etc. And he thought, I will jump down this human being. When he came to jump on this human being, he just opened that gate of that cage and the lion went in and he locked him up. And so then the lion realized that this is a human being. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. O insan, O Bani Adam, we have given you the best of existence, the best of creation, and we made you the best of makhluk, and we gave you so much honor, so much respect, so much dignity. Just ponder over this every day, one minute, and see how you will appreciate. Now, how to become the best human being, etc. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we will carry on.